Love is a Magician, from Bhagavati. I was well on my way to accepting Master as my guru, but I had never met Swamiji, and I had a hard time seeing how he fit into the picture of my spiritual life. I am a music teacher and a professional musician. I play the flute, but music isn't something I do. Music is what I am. So it is no surprise that Swamiji entered my heart through his music. I had picked up a free tape from a basket in the lobby of the Ananda Temple where I went to classes and services. It was called The Spirit of Ananda in Music. I had an art project to do, so I put the tape on as background. It was chants, Ananda singers, choir pieces, and several selections of Swamiji singing solo. I enjoyed the melodies and the vibration, even though my trained musician ears picked out every missed note and flawed intonation. I carried on listening in this way, half enjoying, half criticizing, all the way through a few of Swamiji's solos at the end of the tape. Then he started to sing, "Love is a Magician." Love is all I know, sun rays on the snow of a winter long in darkness without song. Oh, my heart's a fire, burning all desire. Only you remain and life again. He sang with exquisite beauty, but I hardly noticed. My musician ears had disappeared, overwhelmed by my devotee heart. And that heart had been pierced by something so profound, I knew it was irrevocable. As the words unfolded, I began to cry, then to sob. Too long I did stray, flung lifetimes away, imagined you did not care. I know now your smile was mine all the while. I listened, and love was there. I can't breathe for love. All the stars above call to me, come home. Life's waves all end in foam. Only love can heal all the pain I feel. What a fool was I to turn away. When the song began, Swamiji was irrelevant to my spiritual life. By the time the song ended, Swamiji had a permanent home in the center of my heart.